Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, your day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. The joy of the Lord is still our strength. We declare and decree that God is good all the time, and all the time our God is a good God. Welcome to our prayer, intercessory prayer night. And as we go before the throne of grace, we are believing God for so many things tonight, but our God is able to do the impossible. Our God is able to turn every negative situation around. Our God is a loving and caring God, and we are trusting him as we petition him and bring our supplications to him tonight. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. I'm here with my wife, Pastor Anthony Simmons, the New Creation Church family, and those calling in from around the country. We thank God for you tonight, because the word says with two or more come together, God, Jesus will be in the midst. Hallelujah. A few verses of scripture I want to read at the outset as we go into prayer tonight, coming from the Sermon on the Mount written by the gospel writer Matthew. Jesus is speaking here. It says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, and when thou pray, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father know what things you have need of before you ask of him. And that's the kind of God we're coming before tonight. He knows what you and I stand in need of. God will meet every need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Yes. And we are praying to a God that can meet our needs. We are praying to a God that cares about what we need. We are praying to a God that's able to provide what we need. And we're not going to be like those who sometimes pray with wrong motives. But tonight, sometimes we're not seen by many, but we are praying in our secret closet tonight. We're believing that God is seeing us tonight. And as the Bible says, through Jesus, our Lord and Savior, God will openly bless you and I because of the efforts that we put forth on these Tuesday nights. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith on tonight. Yes. Lord, you told us that men ought always to pray. You said in your word that we ought to pray without ceasing. Yes. You said, according to the Bible, that if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and if they would pray, if they would seek my face, and if they would turn from evil ways, I will heal this land. Yes. And Lord, we pray, even what happened in Washington, D.C., yes, we pray for this nation. Yes. Even what's happening all around the world, even the utterances of declaring war on another nation. Lord, this world needs you. Yes. We pray for the United States of America. We pray for the country of Syria. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, meet every need right now. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Our eyes have not seen. Our ears have not heard. Yes. Nor has it entered into our heart what you are going to do for us, because we love you. Yes. Lord, increase our love for you. Increase our love walk one towards another. In the name of Jesus. Because your word says without love, which is a clinging brass or a tingling cymbal, Lord, help us to love on one another, not to covet or not to cover or not to be jealous or envious of one another. But in the name of Jesus, help us to care about one another. The word says Jesus had compassion because they was like sheep without a shepherd. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give us a heart. The Bible says, love the Lord with all your heart, yes, your mind, and your soul, yes, and love the neighbor as you love yourself. So, Lord, we love our neighbor on tonight. We are looking to our neighbor tonight. We are strengthening one another tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost. We thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the comforter being in every life on tonight. We thank you for the counselor that will give us godly wisdom as we move through this thing called life. In the name of Jesus, the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Oh, Lord, we need you. You are the light of the world. In the name of Jesus. So we call upon the name of Jesus on tonight. And we say, Lord, have your way. Your children need you. Your sons and daughters are crying out from this prayer room tonight. And we are saying, Lord, minister to us. Have your way in our homes. Have your way in our marriages. Have your way on the job. Have your way in our neighborhoods. In the name of Jesus. Lord, move tonight. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. We cannot do nothing without you, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you, hallelujah, that we're holding on to God's unchanging hand tonight. Thank you, glory be to God, that you're keeping our minds in perfect peace because they stayed on you. Thank you for the glory be to God, every provision. Thank you for the roof over our head. Thank you for the clothes on our back. Thank you for the food that we have to eat. Thank you in the name of Jesus for every sick person being healed. Thank you for every troubled person in the name of Jesus being made in peace. Thank you, glory be to God, that we, Father, in the name of Jesus, will survive every storm. The enemy will come in like a flood, but your word said that you raise up a standard in the name of Jesus. So in spite of the storms that we're going through, in spite of the trouble that we're facing today, in spite of the problems, Lord, that seem to be on every side, Lord, we are praying to you, and we're praying that you would, God, in the name of Jesus, you would meet every need of every person under the sound of my voice. I thank you for New Creation Church. I thank you for every family, every member, every visitor in the name of Jesus, even those, Lord, who will be baptized on Sunday. Lord, minister to their hearts, their minds, and their spirits in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the young people that's on fire for your kingdom. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, for those of us who've been in the name of Jesus in the fires. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Your word says the fire will come upon us, but it will not kindle upon us. It will not have a lasting effect. In the name of Jesus, thank you for turning back the plan of the devil. Satan, the devil is a liar on tonight. Hear the Holy Ghost, people of God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree over your life that no weapon that has been formed against you will be able to prosper. I pray and declare over your life and decree over your life that no invisible demonic warfare that may try to invade your life and your home will be able to prevail. According to the word of God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. According to the word of Almighty God, greater is he that is inside of you than he that is in this wicked world. So, Lord, we thank you, glory be to God, that we are more than conquerors on tonight. We thank you that we will be successful in every area of life. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will have victory. Every battle, Lord, this battle is not ours. You said it belongs to you. So we give it over to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us fight the good fight of faith on tonight. Help us put on the whole armor of God. And doing all we can do to stand, help us to stand, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, when our brothers and our sisters and sometimes our mothers and our fathers forsake us, you say, never will you forsake us. Never will you leave us. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you tonight because you are there through every trial. We thank you tonight, God, because you are there through every tribulation. We thank you tonight, God, because you are there through every test. You said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. Lord, help our unbelief on tonight. Help us to believe your Bible and your word on tonight. Help us to continue to pray and fast. Help us to continue to read your word and declare your word and speak your word. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God just told me to tell the people of God to start speaking his word. Start declaring his word out of your mouth. Start saying his word out of your mouth. Even if it sounds foolish, that's why we are praying tonight according to the word of God. Because the word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which God sent it to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for your word. In the beginning was the word. The word was God, and the word was with God. Lord, we need your word tonight. Lord, we need your spirit tonight. Lord, we need the blood of Jesus to cover every situation. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, Lord. Lord, help us. Help us, those of us, Lord, who need to repent. Help us, Lord, those of us who need to, Lord, ask for forgiveness on tonight. Help us in the name of Jesus when we fall short of the glory of God. Your word said all have fallen short. All are sinners saved by grace. Your word says, glory be to God, that we need you every second, every minute, every hour of the day. Yeah. So, Father God, forgive us for sins known and unknown. Forgive us for losing our temper, Lord. Forgive us for cursing people out in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, for anger and wrath, Father God, escalating in our lives. Forgive us in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we did not obey you in every area of life. Forgive us on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to turn away from sin. Help us to turn away from the pain of the past. Help us to turn away in the name of Jesus that everything is not of you. So, Lord, we thank you for empowering us tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus for more power. We thank you for more authority tonight. We thank you for more anointing tonight. We thank you for supernatural ability, Lord, to get wealth. Oh, glory be to God.
Glory.
I know they're saying we're in a recession, but I decree and declare job security for every person on this prayer line. I decree and declare income and abundance coming into every household, that their mortgages and car notes and tuition payments will be made. Lord, make a way out of no way to keep us in shelter and to allow us to pay our bills, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, continuing to tithe and give offerings to the house of the living God. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that you'll give us jobs, Lord, when they say the market is low. Thank you for favor with the human resource department. Thank you for favor with the boss. Thank you for favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even those who will launch their own businesses, Lord, on this prayer line. Even those who have started their own businesses, Lord, send them clients. Send them customers. Give them witty inventions and great ideas, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for creativity tonight.
Yes.
I thank you for innovation tonight. I thank you for ideas that nobody ever thought of that will bring wealth into our lives.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, now, God, give us a Holy Ghost boldness to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us not to go by what we see, but to go by what you said. Oh, Shabba Akata. Oh, Shabba Akoba Okata. Oh, Shabba Aka. Oh, that was for me. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus to go by what your word says and not by what we see. In the name of Jesus, you said the things which are seen are temporary and the things which are not seen are eternal. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for helping our faith on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for removing doubt and removing unbelief and removing waywardness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, strengthen your brother tonight. Strengthen your daughter on tonight. in the name of Jesus. God has seen every tear. God has heard every prayer. God, glory be to God. Delay is not denial. Oh, I don't know who that's for. Delay is not denial in the name of Jesus. Be encouraged on tonight. God is working it out. God is moving on your behalf. God has already sent his angels on assignment to minister to your household in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. And we continue to plead the blood over every life tonight in the name of Jesus. So we're going to take prayer requests momentarily. But, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, even as my wife continues to pray tonight. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, as my wife continues to pray and as we open up the prayer line tonight, Lord, that you would minister to your people. Lord, with two or more gathered, you say you be in the midst. So I thank you for being on this prayer line tonight. I thank you for being with us on tonight. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. God, you are worthy to be praised, oh God. There is none like you, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice, oh God, on the cross of Calvary, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the blood that was shed, oh God. Hallelujah. For the redemption of our sins, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you continue to abide in this place, God, that you continue, Father God, to saturate the lives of your people, oh God. Lord, we need another touch from you, God, and we ask, Father God, that you would anoint us afresh and anew, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you like never before. We ask that you would lay your hands upon each and every one of us, oh God. Lord, those who are discouraged on today, God, I pray for encouragement on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord truly is our strength, oh God. And on tonight, God, we rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoicing always in you, God. Hallelujah. Abiding in you, God. Hallelujah. You told us in your word to abide in you and let your word abide in us, oh God. You said that way that we will bear much fruit and our fruit will remain, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for that secret place, oh God, where we could come into that secret place and abide in the shelter of the Most High, in the shadow of the Almighty, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can find comfort under your wings, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you are always with us. We thank you, oh God, that you will never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us, God. We thank you, oh Lord, hallelujah, that you are ever present help in the time of trouble, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, hallelujah, that you put a hedge of protection around us. We thank you, oh Lord, hallelujah, that you are our lily in the middle of the field, that you're the wheel in the middle of the wheel, that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, oh God, the first and the last, oh God, that you are that friend that sticks closer than the brother, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, during this time, oh God, of so much turmoil, during this time, oh God, of so much tribulation, God, we ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you would make your presence known in a more greater way, God, even greater in our lives, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, we need, Father God, another touch from you, God. We need, oh God, hallelujah, to know that you're near. You said you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, oh God. You said you would never leave us, that you will always be with us, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your presence on this phone line. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our homes, oh God. Lord, we come to you, oh God. We run to you, God. We pant after you, oh God, as a deer pants after the water. So our souls a longing after you, oh God. Hallelujah. Times of refreshing are to be found in your presence, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We need you. Let your spirit, Father God, move in this place, oh God. Let your Holy Spirit move in this place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Touch us afresh and anew. Touch every person under the sound of my voice, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for fresh anointing. We thank you, Lord, for new power. We thank you, Lord, for more joy, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for peace that surpasses all understanding. No matter what we're going through, God, we believe you. We trust you, God. We look to the hills from which coming our help, knowing that our help coming from you, oh Lord. Lord, we trust you, leaning not onto our own understanding, but in all of our ways, God, we acknowledge you, oh God. We acknowledge you in all of our ways, oh God, in our coming and our going and our uprising and our laying down, oh God. We acknowledge you, oh God, and we just say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. We could not praise you enough. Your praise will always be on our lips. Your praise will always be in our mouths, oh God. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on in the world, God, we praise you, oh Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We exalt you, oh Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for this prayer line tonight. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries,
bless
the church, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for every member, God, for every family, God. Lord, one by one and name by name, bless every member, God. Bless every family, God. Touch, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We break every curse, God. Hallelujah. We break every curse, God, and we destroy every yoke, oh God. We come against every word curse. We destroy every plan of the devil right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against your people can prosper, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the members. We thank you, Lord, for those who are near. We thank you for those who are far. We thank you for those who are on this prayer line in Florida, Mother May Thomas, and in Georgia, Sister Maria, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for those who are near, oh God, those who are part of the church family, God. We call unity into new creation.
Oh, glory.
We come against schisms and divisions, and we bind up the spirit of offense right now. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. You say how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for loving family, God. Bless those baptism candidates who are being baptized on this week, God. We thank you, Lord, that the devil has no victory in their lives, oh God. But through Jesus and the blood of Jesus, they have the victory, even as they go down in the water, God. We thank you, Lord, that they're coming up resurrected. They're coming up fresh and anew. They're coming up filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, they're coming up different. They're coming up changed. They're coming up washed in the blood. So, Lord, we just thank you for those baptism candidates, the young people who are being baptized on this Sunday. God, bless them. We bind up the sands of Satan. We come against the plan of the enemy that might try to come and stop the plan of God. But, Lord, we declare that your plan shall prevail in their lives in the name of Jesus. Bless every minister. Bless every fivefold ministry. Bless every servant, those who care for us, the pastors, pastoral care ministry, God, the ushers ministry, God. Hallelujah. The ministers, the evangelists, oh God. In the name of the Lord, we pray for evangelist Elizabeth Page right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for your healing hand upon her life. Oh God. Oh God. We bind up the hands of Satan. We come against every plan of the enemy. We declare that by the blood of Jesus, she is healed. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life right now, and we declare her healed in Jesus' name. Lord, even if she's in the hospital right now, Lord, we send your ministry angels to minister to her, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for putting your hand on her, oh God. Lay your hand of healing upon her. Even as I was in the hospital on today, God, Lord, that she was rescued. blessed and I lay my hands on her. God, I thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Christ, she is healed in Jesus' name. God, thank you for speedy recovery, God. Even now, God, even from the operation, we thank you for a speedy recovery, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for restoration. We thank you, Lord, for giving her peace that surpasses all understanding, God. We thank you, Lord, for her rejoicing in you always, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the praise that is still yet on her lips and in her mouth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. I lift up Sister Val by the way of prayer requests, even as we begin to take prayer requests. By way of prayer request, we lift up Sister Val that Sister Tina submitted to the prayer request room. Lord, we pray, Father God, for healing on her life, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord our healer. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord our healer. We thank you that you are the Lord our healer, and that by your stripes we are healed, oh God. So we pray for healing that over her life, that her body will function as you ordained it since before the beginning of time when you created man, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing being in your wings, oh God. And, Lord, we pray and pray for this sister, oh God, that she would be healed in Jesus' name, Lord. Grow your church. Lord, we give your church to you. Yes. We give the creation to you, God. We can't grow this church, but you can, God. You said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me, God. So, Lord, we put you in remembrance of your word, that you would bring the souls, God, that you would bring the sons, that you would bring the daughters, that you would bring the disciples, that you would bring the laborers from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that you would bring the sowers, oh, God, that you would bring, God, the gifts, oh, God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God, to build up New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, oh God, at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. So, Lord, we say it is so. It is so. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our apostle, Matthew Tillery. We lift him up to you on today, God. We lift up Pastor Dawn to you on today, God. Continue to bless them. Continue to bless Tri-Safe Ministries, the church, oh God. Continue to bless every member, oh God. Bless the prayer line on tomorrow, God. Bless our man of God. Bless our apostle, oh God. And we give him to you. We give his wife to you, oh God. Keep them healed. Keep them healthy. Keep them whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. Give God some glory right where you are. Go ahead and lift your voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we take prayer requests, go ahead and praise God. Give God the fruit of your lips. Give him the sacrifice of praise. Open your mouth and praise God on today because only because he is worthy to be praised. Only because he is worthy. Hallelujah. God, you are worthy. We love you today. God, I pray that you will baptize each and every person on this prayer line. Lord, fresh and anew with the Holy Ghost, God, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. So, God, we pray the baptism of the Holy Ghost over every life right now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and worship him. He's worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to give it back over to Pastor Anthony as we begin to take prayer requests. If you're praising God, we can't hear you. That's all right. You keep praising God right there. If you can't stop, just go ahead and praise him because God is worthy of the praise. God says, I inhabit the praises of my people. The Lord says, if you will praise me in the middle of it, if you will praise me, no matter what you're going through, God says, I will be with you and I will bring you out. I will bring you out of the wilderness and I will bring you out victorious. And God says to you on today, don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Pay no attention to what's going on with those around you. Even though it looks like your enemy is prevailing, God says, if you do not grow weary in well-doing, you shall reap the harvest.
Yes.
If you faint not. If you faint not. Yeah, I think Pastor Emily preached, I'm just hearing God say, it's too soon to quit.
That's right.
I'm hearing God say, it's too soon to quit. I'm hearing MC Hammer say, you're too legit to quit. Amen. Hallelujah. Too legit to quit. You are a legal heir. You are a legal heir to the throne of grace. You are a legal heir to the promises of Abraham. Everything that God has for you, you have a legal right to possess it. You are too legit to quit. Amen. Do not give up. Do not allow the devil or circumstances, hear God, do not allow that circumstance, do not allow the attack, do not allow the pressure to steal your praise, huh? Do not allow the pressure to stop you from praying. Praise God anyhow. Praise God anyway. Praise God in spite of the opposition. And God is saying, praise me because of the opposition. Because just because you are being under so much pressure, just because you're under so much pressure, that proves that I am moving in your life, says the Lord. That proves that my plan is about to manifest in your life. You are on the brink of a breakthrough. So keep praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I got to say this. God is saying it's time to alienate yourself from those people, those things, and those places that are not conducive to my will in your life. And you know who they are. You know what they are. You know where it is that you are going that I have said, do not go that way again. And God is saying it's time to obey. Obey, because it is time for divine manifestation. God is ready to move magnificently in your life. Amen. And obedience is key. So, Lord, we just thank you for your word, and we say yes to your will, yes to your way. Amen. If you receive it, just say amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Sometimes we need a clean break. We need a fresh start. It's a new season, Pastor. Even in the natural here in the state of New Jersey, the seasons are changing. We had a frigid day today, and that's what God wants to do in the supernatural. He wants to take you to a whole nother season. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how deep a debt you're in. Doesn't matter how long you've been sick. It doesn't matter how long you've been in your circumstance. That's why we are praying tonight, because we know that God, glory be to God, knows the plan that he has for you.
Yes.
He knows the thoughts he thinks towards you, and his plans to prosper you and not to harm you,
yes,
to give you a blessed hope in a future. And that's why we're going to take prayer requests to remind you that you are above and not beneath. You are the head and not the tail.
Yes.
You are the first and not the last. The word says you will be the lender. That means you're going to have enough money to give somebody a loan and not the borrower. So if you have a prayer request tonight, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, I need you to pray for whatever it may be. We want to open up the prayer line tonight. We just simply need you to press 1. Even if you have a praise report from these prayer Tuesday nights, we've been getting praise reports,
yes,
of people getting jobs and people starting businesses,
yes,
people being healed,
yes,
of sicknesses,
yes,
diseases being canceled, debts being canceled. So if you have a praise report or if you have a prayer request, just press 1 on your phone or your technological device, and we will put you on the air and we will touch and agree with you on tonight. Just press 1, and we will touch and agree with you tonight. Hallelujah. Bless God from all, from whom all blessings flow. Caller, we do see that hand in the name of Jesus. We thank God for you. Area code 678. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Maria from Georgia.
Hey, God bless you.
How are you doing? I want
We're
you
doing
to,
well.
Good, good. It's kind of chilly down here tonight too. I want to pray. I want you to pray 2 things for me. The first thing is that this morning, early this morning, a 14-year-old girl was abducted from her house, and they're still looking for her, and it's all over the TV, and I'm praying that God will return her to her home safe and sound. I want you to pray for that, and I want you to just pray that God will continue showering me with his blessings, because I know that my breakthrough is coming soon. I could feel it, and I just want to be ready to receive it.
Amen, amen. Yes, let us lift that up before the Lord tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, that you so loved this world, that you sent Jesus to die for us.
Yes.
Now, Father God, in the case of that young teenage girl that had been abducted and taken from her home, Lord, we thank you for a safe, Father God, in the name of Jesus, speedily, Father God, return to her family. We thank you that no hurt, harm, or danger will come to her life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you would give her protection on every side. We thank you for the angel that's over her life in the name of Jesus, that you would bring her back safely, Lord, to her home. Lord, even touch her family, Lord, as they work with the law enforcement and those, Father God, who are part of this investigation and this recovery, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus that it's going to work together for the good of those who are all involved.
Yes,
so we thank you for this young life, Lord, that she will return home to her family in the name of Jesus, Lord, that it will be a good outcome, a good report in the name of Jesus. And we pray for that family. We pray for that teenage young girl, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give her comfort right now. We speak, Lord, to that situation, and we send your word to that young lady. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you see all things. God, we know that you know all things. In the name of Jesus. So we are trusting and believing you as we pray tonight, as this has been brought before the people of God, because we understand the power of prayer, that prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, moved the heart of Almighty God. So, Lord, we believe and trust you that that situation is going to work out. And, Lord, be with that family in the midst of this thing that they're dealing with at this time. And, Father God, we thank you for Sister Maria. Father God, she's waiting for her breakthrough. She's on the verge of a blessing. She's at the threshold, Lord, in the name of Jesus. She's at the crossroads, Father. So we thank you in the name of Jesus as she step over into blessed territory in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to give her increase. You'll continue to pour out blessings too big for her to receive. You'll give her a mindset, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in this time in her life, that she will, Father God, embrace the blessing and use the blessing to bring your name glory in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, hallelujah, just overwhelm her with who you are in the natural and in the supernatural, Lord. Meet every need of her household. Father God, minister to her mind, her heart, and her spirit on tonight. In the name of Jesus, you said if she delight herself in you, you will give her the desires of her heart. So, Lord, we give her back to you tonight. And we say, have your way in the life of Maria, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for blessings. We thank you for prosperity being in her house. And we thank you and declare success and victory over her tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God. I'll keep you in touch about the little young girl that was abducted. I'll let you know. And thank you for praying for her, and thank you for praying for me.
Is she in Georgia, the little girl?
Yes, she is. She was abducted this morning, not too far away from where I live at. Early this morning, they just came in and they asked for money, and since they didn't have any money, they took the little girl with her and killed the little dog. So that's sad, but I'm praying that God will bring her back safe and sound.
Amen. Well, we're going to keep her in prayer, and we're believing God. We're going to believe God with you and the family.
Yes,
right now. the U.S. Like, we've been so busy today. We missed a lot of the news today. We've been running all day, so this is news to us. But we definitely are believing God. All things are possible with God. God, we just thank you right now, Father God, to even touch the mind of that abductor right now, God. Speak to his mind, God. Speak to his heart, God, and have him release the little girl, Father God. Have him leave her somewhere, or even bring her back home. Or just Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for her being released safely. And we're believing right now, God, that you can move the mind of this man, oh God, and have him return this little girl and release her safely, oh God, without harm or damage or danger. We believe in the power of prayer, God. So we just thank you and we praise you. As Pastor Emily has already prayed and so many are praying, we thank you and we praise you. And we consider, Father God, this thing done. Lord, we just thank you. Touch her family, Father God. Release them, Father God, to continue to believe, God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for a safe return of this young girl. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep us
posted. Thank
you,
Pastor.
Watching. Amen.
Amen. You're welcome.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you. Good night. Love you. We thank God for Sister Maria calling in tonight and bringing that to this prayer line. We believe that that's going to be a favorable outcome. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. So God loves children. Hallelujah. So we thank God that that was brought to the prayer line on tonight. If there's any more prayer requests, you can just press 1 on your phone. If there's anything that you want to bring to our attention tonight, even public news sometime, as we heard what happened in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Father, we pray for every family that has been impacted by that shooting in Washington, D.C. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you would, Father God, send your angels to that area, that you would minister to that area in Washington, D.C., Lord, the Navy base, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the civilians. With this tragedy, Father God, that hit that area. So, Lord, I thank you for every family, that you will be with every family with this tragic thing that happened in the name of Jesus. We send your prayers their way, and we send your word their way, that, God, you would allow your spirit to be in them, and that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you will comfort them. Because you have comforted so many in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Amen. And Father, thank you for every family represented here on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for every family with children, oh God. Hallelujah. You said, suffer not the little children to come unto me. So, God, we pray for every child right now, God, for every family that's represented on this line, and every child, Father God, in the United States of America and beyond, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, a hedge of protection around the young people, around our children, around all children, oh God. And we come against the hand of the abductor. We come against the hand of the abductor, oh God. We come against the hand of the molester, oh God. We come against the hand, oh God, of the pedophile, the pervert, oh God. Hallelujah. The rapist, oh God. We declare and decree, Father God, that our children are safe, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children, our nieces, our nephews, oh God, our grandchildren, oh God, and we put a hedge of protection around them, oh God, even as they go to school, God, that the teachers, oh God, will conduct themselves accordingly, properly when it concerns our children, as they play sports, as they go to after school events, as they go to their classes, oh God, we declare and decree that our children will be kept safe, oh God. We bind up the spirit of perversion, oh God, off of our children, and we plead the blood of Jesus over the lives of every child, every grandchild, every niece, every nephew, every neighbor's child, every child in the United States of America and beyond, oh God. Lord, protect our children in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray for our cities, and even now you could press 1 if you have a prayer request. We will take your prayer request, even as we continue to pray. We pray for our cities right now. Hallelujah. And even if there's a New Creation Christian Ministries member and you want to add to the prayer, you want to pray, you can press 1. Hallelujah. There is no Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with more prayer. Amen. Minister Andre came last week and prayed with us and members and even those who come on a regular basis, you are welcome to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, we pray for our cities right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sanford, Florida, and North New Jersey, and Atlanta, Georgia, Lord. We pray, Father God, for Bloomfield and Irvington, oh God. We pray, Father God, for every city and every state in the United States of America, every urban city, every suburban city, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, a hedge of protection around every city. We bind up evil and we loose, Father God, your protection. We loose your peace, oh God. We loose, oh God, hallelujah, victory in our cities. Let them put down, let our young people, let the young people put down the guns and let them put down the knives. Let them put down the colors in the name of Jesus. Let the older people put down the guns. Let those who are messed up in their mind and have anger, unresolved anger, let them put down the guns. God, speak to the mind, oh God, of every person, Father God, who's about to snap right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak clarity to the minds of every person, Father God, who has a propensity for violence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We call evil, evil, and Father God, we bind up evil right now, and we, Father God, release your good across the land. God, we repent. You said, my people who are called by my name will repent and turn from their wicked ways, will humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. So, God, we pray for healing on tonight, God. We repent of the remnant that is gathered on this prayer line, Father God. Those of us who are here, oh God, we repent, oh God, on the behalf of the United States of America, God. It seems like America has turned her back on you, God. But, Lord, there is a remnant. And we repent, God, and we ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will have mercy on the U.S. of A, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our president, God, President Barack Obama. Obama, God, the House, the Senate, oh God, Congress, oh God. We pray, Father God, for every person working in the White House, every leader, oh God, every pastor, every five-fold ministry. God, gift, God, give us wisdom, give us discernment, God. Lord, bless the president. Give him a mind to obey your word, God. Lord, speak to his heart. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we pray against assassination and murder. We put a hedge of protection around him right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. And we thank you for hearing our prayer on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. God, you know, never be reluctant to praise God. Even as we're praying to him, he hears our prayer. He has his ear inclined to hear our prayer. This is a corporate prayer, and God hears us corporately on tonight, but he also hears you individually, and God hears you as you say, thank you, Jesus. That could all be the extent of your prayers. I just came to say thank you, Lord. I came to thank you, Jesus, and just go ahead and say thank you, Jesus. I worship you. I magnify your name. I glorify your name. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. I exalt you from where I sit. I exalt your name, God. I exalt your name tonight. I lift up your name tonight, God. I thank you for protecting my family. I thank you, Lord, for keeping me in my right mind. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the roof over my head. I want to say thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for the use of my limbs, oh God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for holding back the hand of the devourer, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for a hedge of protection around me and my household, oh
oh God. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a mind to serve you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I just came to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I just came to say thank you. Hallelujah. Could have been me, God. So many things that are going wrong on in this earth, God. But thank you, Lord, that it did not come near our dwelling, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for protecting me and my household. Sometimes you just got to say thank you. And during this time of prayer, do not be remiss in saying thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony and I are leading the prayer, but you can just go ahead and say thank you. God hears you. He hears you from right where you are in Georgia, in Florida, in Elizabeth, in Newark, in Irvington. God hears your prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory.
Hallelujah.
We have a few more.
Thank you, Jesus.
Minister Andre Singley, if you are on the line tonight,
Amen.
We see some more prayer requests. Just press
Amen.
1. But we're going to open up these prayer lines.
Yes.
Area code 908.
Yes,
God bless you.
God bless you tonight, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Randis Ravina. How are you tonight?
God bless you. Amen. We're doing
well. Amen. We're doing well. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. I just want to just to pray over the two of you and over some of the bereaved families. There's so much going on with the young people being murdered innocently, especially here in the city of North. And I just want to lift you guys up first and foremost and thank God for you and for your ministry. So, Father,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, come, Lord God, humble as I know how, Lord God, in the very presence of you, to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the men and women of God that you have set before us, Lord God, to be an example to your people, to walk as Jesus walked, to do the things as Jesus did, Lord God, and to obey you. Father, thank you, Lord God, for Jesus covering them in the blood of the Lamb and keeping them safe from the dangers that are seen and unseen. I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to order their steps and direct their path. I ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to blind their eyes to the deceiver. In the name of Jesus, that we keep their minds stayed on you. You said if we keep our minds on you, you would keep them in perfect peace. So God asks for the perfect peace, Lord God, that peace is the path of all understanding. But in the midst of all things that are going on, Lord God, today, even within their own household, Father God, that you are there and that you have already made a way of escape. I thank you, Lord God, how you watch over their children as they go through the hedges, highways, and byways of the dangerous street. Not only them, but every child, Lord God, that is up, that you raise up every morning, Lord God, that you watch over them. Lord God, look upon them as they travel, Lord God. Cover them in the blood of the Lamb. Keep their eyes, Lord God, let your angels encamp around them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for being gracious and merciful and all kind and all wise and all knowing. We thank you because, Lord God, because of your mighty strength, Lord God, we put all our faith and our trust in you and knowing that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think on their behalf. I thank you, Lord God, for the faith that you've given them to stand in the midst of all things, Lord God, that you have the doors that you have opened on their behalf and the doors that you're closing for their benefit. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the people, Lord God, that you put to encourage them each and every day of their lives. I thank you for them being the encouragement that they are, Father God. I thank you that you put a word in their mouth, Lord God, for not only to speak your word, Lord God, but to speak to the situations in the hearts of the people, Lord God, to be true men and women and prophets of the Lord, our God, today. Lord, I thank you for the many things that you have allowed them to do, the accomplishments, Lord God, that you set before them. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for how they are demonstrators of you and your faith and your love and your kindness. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for the many works and things that you're going to do through and in them. So, God, I lift up every ministry that you've given them and you've birthed in them, Lord God. I thank you for it. I thank you for a more excellent way, Lord God. And I pray for the people that you prepare their hearts to come not expecting what they would normally get in AA or 12-step, but come expecting to receive an anointing of the Holy Spirit that would give them the power to walk in which you live right, Lord God, to just do right in all areas of their lives in the name of Jesus. Not to look back from which they're coming, but look, Lord God, ahead, Lord God, to the things that you have in store for them. I ask in the name of Jesus that you just equip them in their hearts and in their minds and prepare them, Lord God. This is not just another place to come to get credit to wherever they are to help them get out of release early, but, Lord God, they would come with their hearts open to receive. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Lord God. And I ask, Lord God, that you would look upon the bereaved mothers, the bereaved fathers, and the bereaved families. Lord God, I pray for mercy tonight. I pray, Lord God, that you would just especially this one young lady that was just recently killed on Saturday, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you just comfort her mother's heart. not knowing, Lord God, that this thing was going to take place when she was with her very own cousin. But, Lord God, that she allowed her to go. Don't let her feel any kind of guilt behind her decision to let her fellowship with her family for this thing to take place. Lord God, for her to be gunned down unnecessarily. But, God, I know that you know what's best. Lord God, I know that this may seem unusual to us, but you already knew because the very hairs on her head were numbered the day that she was giving birth to. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen them, that you would open up their eyes, open up the eyes of the community, Lord God. Let them realize that we need to pray more, Father God, that you have given us the power, Lord God, that whatever we bind on us is bound in heaven, whatever we loose on us is loose in heaven. So, Satan, with that, I serve you notice in the name of Jesus. We bind up every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. And we release you from your assignment. We command you back to the pits of hell from which you cometh in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We bring the blood of Jesus over every situation and every person. Lord God, for every thing that is taking place today that is not of you, we plead the blood of Jesus. We ask God for your mercy. We ask that you will be merciful unto us, Father God. And in doing so, we will forever give your name the glory. We will forever give your name the praise. We will ever recognize that you alone are God, and beside you there is no other. So, God, we thank you for being our Elohim and our El Shaddai. We thank you for being our way maker, that bridge over troubled water. We thank you for that peace, oh God, that only you could give in the midst of turmoil. We thank you, Lord God, for the many things that you're doing today. And I thank you, Lord God, because you're not only a prayer-hearing God, but you're a prayer-answering God. So, Lord God, we thank you for every prayer that has gone forth. We thank you for the answers. We thank you, Lord God, that young lady is going to be returned home safe and joyful. We thank you, God, because we put our faith in you. Lord God, we know that you can do all things well, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Elite, for that powerful prayer. Thank you for covering your pastors in prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank God for you. You touched heaven on tonight and touched our hearts. Amen. Continue to pray for us and cover us. And thank you for binding up that spirit of, like you said, that spirit of homicide and murder, especially with our young people, and praying for the bereaved families, and especially sometimes in our urban and inner city areas. We thank God, amen, that people are praying, hallelujah, and we are believing that we are binding that spirit up, that are allowing our young people to be so angry and so against one another. So thank you for that. Amen.
God be the glory. Amen.
Glory to God be the glory. Continue to listen. Continue to listen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen.
She is a blessing, and I thank God that she prayed tonight and got involved with the prayer line tonight. So much is happening on this prayer line, and we know that the power of God is on this line on tonight. Area code 973, we see that hand. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Tina calling in. Just calling in, first of all, just to give God some praise. I was listening on another line. I couldn't get in, so I called in on my phone line, and I was listening to Pastor Rebecca. And, yes, we just need to give God praise, and I was doing that, thanking him for all that he is doing in my life and in my family life. I thank him for everything he is doing. He's showing me as I go forth in his word. This Saturday, I'm ministering at an event, and I'm thanking God even for the opportunity to preach his word. I'm asking for prayer. Amen. I'm asking for prayer again for my sister Kim. I'm going to continue to lift her up as he walks through what God has her to walk through, and the doors to continue to open for her. So I'm just asking tonight again for prayer for her, that we know, I know, my family know that God is able, and everything that she needs, he will supply it all in due time. So I just continue to ask for prayer as we walk through this step with her in her life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because he is good and worthy to be praised. And we just thank God. Amen. For praise being in our hearts and on our lips. Amen. Knowing that the joy of the Lord truly is our strength. Amen. Let us pray. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, there is none like you. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise on tonight, God. Just glorifying your name, Lord. I thank you, hallelujah, for your daughter, oh God, Tina Lane. Oh God, I thank you, Lord, for your hand upon her life. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, God, as she continues, Father God,
to keep her eyes stayed on you as she continues, oh God, to allow you to direct her steps, oh God, hallelujah, because we know that the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for your hand being upon her life, oh God. Lord, even as she goes to minister on this weekend, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for putting the words in her mouth, God. Lord, you said, Father God, that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living waters, oh God. So even now, Father God, even as she goes with the blessings of her pastor, oh God, Reverend Allen, Lord, we touch and agree, Father God, even with his, Father God, covering over her life as he covers her, God, we cover her, Father God, even today, touching and agreeing with his prayer, Father God, that you would anoint her, Father God, that you, Father God, have ordered her steps even to go to this ministry assignment, oh God, and we ask, Father God, that you would use her for your glory, God. Those people that are gathered on that place, in that place on this weekend, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that they will be blessed, God, that they will be, Father God, you said they will know the truth and the truth shall make them free, God, that they will hear a word to encourage them, to edify them, to equip them, Father God, to educate them, to emancipate them, God, Lord. So we just thank you, Father God, for the opportunity that you have given Tina to preach your word, God. So let her preach boldly, God. Let her preach with power, God. Let her preach, Father God, hallelujah, with courage, oh God. And we just thank you, Father God, for you. And we thank you for her sister Kim, oh God. Lord, we thank you for, Father God, what you're doing in Kim's life right now. Lord, we just ask that you will put your hands upon Kim, touch her, Father God, afresh and anew. Father God, light a fire in her belly, God. Father God, Father God, save her, Father God, to the utmost, Father God. Lift her up from every low place, Father God, where the devil might be trying to keep her down, Father God. We bind up the hand of Satan off of her life. We declare victory in her life, God. We declare her mind. You said you have not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind, God. So we declare that her mind is sound, Father God. We declare, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that she has power. We declare that she is filled with love. So we break every curse, God. We declare every generational curse broken, God, every word curse broken, oh God, every curse that's come, Father God, illegally to infiltrate her life, we declare it broken and sent back into the abyss right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we bless Kim right now. We speak to her spirit, man. We speak, Kim, get up. We speak a blessing over your life. We speak power over your life. We speak victory over your life right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak that God is lifting you up, Kim. God is lifting you up. He's lifting you up. Hallelujah. He's lifting you up in the spirit realm. God is lifting you up, Kim. We speak to your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare it so. So we thank you, Lord, for the praise report and the praise reports that are going to come, Father God, as a result of this prayer. We know that you hear the prayers offered up in this place, God, because you said if we pray anything according to your will, we can believe that you hear us, and knowing that you hear us, that you will give us those things for which we are asking. So, Lord, we lift up Sister Tina to you right now. We lift up Sister Kim to you right now. We lift up, Father God, their household to you right now, and we say, God, have your way. Let your will be done. And we consider it to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, God bless you, daughter. Amen. May the Lord use you mightily on this weekend as you go forth to preach his word. And may he bless your sister Kim as he continues to elevate her. Amen. From every low place that the devil will try to keep her bound, may God continue to bring her up. And we declare it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have one more call. I believe that is it. Amen. I believe that is it. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things
that he is doing and has done. God bless you. Amen. To everybody that's on the prayer line, we thank you, Lord, for Evangelist, for being your lead. We thank you, Lord, for her heart. We thank you for joining her with this church, God. We ask that you would continue to elevate her. God, we ask, Father God, that you would continue to anoint her with power from on high, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for touching her life. Evangelist Robin, I just hear the Lord saying, I has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into your heart the things that I have planned for you. God says that he has some very special things in mind for you because of your obedience, because you have not, because you have inclined your ear to hear what thus says the Lord, because you have moved like Abraham in obedience to God's word. God is saying, surely he will bless you. With blessing, he will bless you. Blessed to be a blessing. Amen. So get ready. I just hear God saying, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Because you have been blessed. Your testimonies have been rich. But God is saying you have not seen anything yet. Amen. So get ready, daughter, for the more of God. Amen. The more of his favor. Amen. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Evangelist being your lead. We thank you for Mother May Thomas, oh God. We thank you, Lord, Father God. Hallelujah. For Sister Rita Leek, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. We pray for Sister Rita Leek right now, God. Lord, we thank you for opening doors that no man can close and closing doors that no man can open, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand of protection around her life, God. We thank you, Lord, and we call in provision, huh? We call in your provision, oh God. Hallelujah. We call it in, God. We call it in, God. Lord, she has stored into, she has sown into her heavenly bank account, God, by way of the tithe, by way of the offering, God. Father God, by way of prayer, by way of faith, by way of praise, by way of working in your vineyard, God. So we call in, Father God. Father God, we call Father God in. We take a withdrawal from her heavenly bank account right now, God, a provision, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for releasing monies into her life, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For releasing favor into her life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, by the power that you have given us, by the blood of Jesus, we declare it to be so. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Continue to bless Mother May Thomas. Continue to bless Sister Carmen Callow, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for her daughter, Yvette, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon her. That household in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for every person assembled on this prayer line on tonight, God. Those who we have named and those who we have not named, some we do not recognize, God. But Lord, touch each and every person, God. Release money, release money, release favor, oh God. Release provision, release protection, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things he is doing. Amen. We're going to go down for up. We're not going down. We're going to go from this place. Amen. Continue to stay seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Amen. Continue to watch and guard your lips and let God put a guard around your lips that you will only speak those words that God will speak. Amen. There is a AM prayer apostolic prayer at 6 a.m. For those of you who are connected to Apostle Matthew Tillery, we'll be praying tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We'll be praying tomorrow at 12 noon. Amen. So you can come. There's more prayer. Amen. We must continue to pray without ceasing. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Pastor Anthony and I love you. We're going to play a song. I'm going to give it over to Pastor Anthony Simmons for our benediction as we leave this place. But do not leave the presence of the Lord, because God will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. Amen. Come and visit us at New Creation Christian Ministries Church. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. New Creation continue to invite people to church. You know somebody who's looking for a church in New Jersey, send them over to New Creation. The Spirit of the Lord is moving mightily in that church. And then on Thursday, we have the most excellent way. You heard Evangelist Robinia Lee pray for the most excellent way, which is a drug and alcohol and addiction restoration program. It's not just for points or credit from the court, but the Spirit of the Lord is going to be in that place, and we are having our first meeting on this upcoming Thursday at 7:30 p.m. So you want to be there, even if it's just for support, even if it's just to come out and see what it's all about. Come out and get the information so that you can take it back to your church, so that you can take it to the streets and let people know that there is a place in Zion where they can come and be restored, amen, to God's original plan for their lives. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And finally, we will be in our Bible study tomorrow at 7:30, and it's going to be a powerful time. Hallelujah. That's just three opportunities this week alone to come worship and fellowship with us if you are local. Amen. But we thank God for you. Continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. Mother, we love you. Hallelujah. Down in Florida. And everybody, we just send our hearts and our love to you. Thank you, New Creation, for being faithful to this prayer line. We're going to...
This keeps me going.
Back. Wednesday,
days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
All the love.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Make it through it.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe.
about your future.